Happy Friday. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenball from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. A 9 on the WOKV weather meter to finish out the work week here on a Friday. We are tracking sunshine at least, and we are going to be timing out for you temperatures in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Clear and cool, though, tonight, dropping in to the 60s after sunset, and then overnight, we're going to be going down to the lower to mid 50s by Saturday morning. So it is going to be cool during the mornings over the weekend. For Saturday, a lot of sunshine again after that cool start. We'll make it back into the upper 70s, mid to upper 70s at the coast. Low 50s again Sunday morning to end the weekend, but sunny skies persist, and we'll see highs reaching the low 80s in the afternoon on Sunday for us here to end that weekend. But Monday, we really begin to warm up. Highs are back to the mid-80s under mostly sunny skies. Same thing for Tuesday. Mostly sunny and warm. Highs in the mid-80s. But over the next 5 days, not expecting any significant rainfall, any rainfall at all here in northeast Florida after a couple of inches of rainfall, depending on where you are. Yesterday, where we saw 3 to 5 inches north of the Florida-Georgia border, 1 to 2 plus inches of rain in some spots here in northeast Florida, especially either side of I-10 and areas to the north, and about a half inch to three quarters of an inch in some spots. But everybody saw some rain yesterday, and of course we had that severe weather as well with that tornado warning and confirmed tornado in St. Johns County just to the south of the World Golf Village. So we were on the air tracking that for you here on WOKV and on CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax with meteorologist Corey Sima timing that out neighborhood by neighborhood. We were tracking that circulation, and we've shown you those images and the video of that tornado as well on CBS 47 at Fox 30 yesterday. We'll continue through today to kind of hone in the cleanup that begins for that damage there in St. Johns County. But yeah, confirmed tornado there in central St. Johns County near and just to the south of the World Golf Village. But no severe weather today. That's at least the good news. A lot of sunshine. It'll be breezy with highs in the mid to upper 70s for today. So hope you have a great weekend. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish is back on TV and on the radio next week. I'll see you in the mornings next week on CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax. Have a great weekend.